Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Welcome, everybody, to the Friday edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. This is the last episode of March. We have got a great show for you. In honor of my alma mater, Freed Hardeman University, winning the NAIA National Championship, I'm going to have their sports information director and the guy who called the game on the radio station, Dustin Seymour. He is going to come on the show. We're going to talk about his journey, how he became sports information director, and what he likes most about being at Freed Hardeman University. This has truly been Freed Hardeman week. My whole show has been dedicated to my alma mater. I had a live show right after they won the championship, and I had on some Freed Hardeman alum, and they've been frequent guests on the show. So they knew what they were getting into. They were having some fun, and it was great. I had Gabe Reynolds. I had Rob Frazier. I had Ben Hayes, Travis Creasy. Great lineup of guests, and we had a lot of fun. And I had to go rewatch the broadcast yesterday on ESPN Plus because there were some things that I missed. Obviously, Quan Lax was absolutely fantastic. He averages 13 points a game. He's only a sophomore. He's going to be back next year. And Spurlock ended up winning MVP. I actually missed that because I turned off all the post-game stuff because I just went straight to my live feed. And I actually missed the SID, Dustin Seymour, getting to cut down the net. And that's something I should have talked about when I did the interview. But I was happy for him and, you know, everybody that made that trip to Kansas City and came back. And they're on spring break, and they'll have a celebration next week. This is Easter weekend as we have Major League Baseball opening day. I'll get into some of the games, including the runners-up last year in the World Series, putting up 16 runs. I think that the Diamondbacks are a team you got to watch out for. We had some Sweet 16 games. We've had some unusual winners, including the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Clemson Tigers, which they're going to have an Elite Eight matchup, which has a feel for the national championship in football a couple of years ago when they went to the national championship four times. They get to play each other in basketball, and history is going to be made. And then the Atlanta Hawks, DeJounte Murray, hits the game-winning shot. They beat the Celtics in overtime. That's twice this week that they have beaten the Boston Celtics. And is that going to be some momentum carrying into the playoffs? So next week, I'm going to be out of town for spring break. We're going to have condensed shows. And then the week after that, it'll be Masters week. And so we got Major League Baseball. We got the Masters. We're wrapping up college basketball. Still got high school baseball to talk about on some of the games that we're doing on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. The next game that I'll do is on April the 9th as Kendrick is going to take on Jordan. But we won't do any games next week. In fact, it is spring break for all Muskogee County schools. And so it'll be a time just to relax and enjoy some R&R. But before I get into anything, I listened to the Chris Vernon show yesterday. You know, I'm a huge fan. Chris Vernon was a Freed Hardeman alumni who got his start in broadcasting. We took broadcasting classes together. and he was wildly talented. Big personality, larger than life. He's one of the biggest personalities I've ever gotten to know while I was at Freed Hardman. And I was proud of the fact that he did shout out Freed Hardman on his show and recognized that Freed Hardman won a national championship. And when it comes to broadcasting, when it comes to Freed Hardman alum, he's one of the biggest names to ever come out of Freed Hardman and do well in broadcasting. And he really has been the gold standard. I look at his career. I know that we didn't always see eye to eye. I mean, in fact, some would say that we were rivals. There was one year where, you know, I was accused of copycatting what he was doing because he had a late night talk show. I started the Up All Night show with Brad Page and myself. And I know that imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And I want to set the record straight that I respect everything that Chris Vernon does. I even had his producer as a guest on my show, John Roser. He was kind enough to come on my show. And I just want to build that relationship now that I'm in the industry. I just want to build that relationship with my fellow broadcasting colleagues. I respect everything that Chris Vernon does, and he is so talented. I'm a huge fan of his show, and I was so happy that he recognized Freed Hardman on his show. And he's got a great show. If you're in Memphis, it doesn't get any bigger than Chris Vernon on Sports Talk Radio in Memphis. And he's also has a little bit of national appeal as well. We've had some Sweet 16 games last night, starting with the first game that tipped off, Clemson and Arizona. Clemson's going on this incredible run. I picked them to lose to New Mexico in the first round. I did not see this coming. They reached the Elite Eight for the first time since 1980. 77-72 over Arizona. So now the number two seed is out. And then on the other side of the bracket, the Alabama Crimson Tide, a team that's not really known for defense, gets a big defensive stop and they knock off the number one seed, North Carolina, 89-87. I had North Carolina winning it all. But the Alabama Crimson Tide, I know all you Alabama fans that are big football fans, well, you can celebrate now because Alabama's going to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2004, and they are taking on Clemson. So one of these teams is going to make it to the Final Four for the first time in school history. How awesome is that going to be? And you also got to look at the job that Coach Nate Oates has done at the Tide. Grant Nelson, 24 points. Big defensive stop, and we've got a very unusual Elite Eight game on Saturday at 8:49 p.m. on TBS. Clemson and Alabama, how about that? That is your Elite Eight matchup, and it's got a feel of all those national championships that Clemson and Alabama have been a part of. Some of the other games, the rematch of the national final last year. UConn had no problem over San Diego State. They win by 30, 82-52. I think right now UConn has got to be the odds-on favorite to win the NCAA tournament, but I think they're going to have a little bit of a tougher road than championship teams in the past. But UConn trying to be the first team to win back-to-back NCAA championships since the 2006-2007 Florida Gators. And then Illinois, a team that I picked to go to the Final Four, defeated Iowa State 72-69. Terrence Shannon Jr., 29 points. He looks like he's going to be a lottery pick and one of the top players in the NBA. And so the stage is set in the Elite Eight on Saturday. Illinois and UConn and Clemson and Alabama. So tonight, we got NC State taking on Marquette. NC State, a number 11 seed that won 5 games in 5 days, or a bubble team that snuck into the NCAA tournament by winning the ACC. And they've been on a very improbable run, including wins over Texas Tech, and then a win over Oakland. They kind of caught a break having to play Oakland. But they're here in the Sweet 16. Nothing wrong with that. It's nice to see the NC State Wolfpack, who don't really have a whole lot of success in the tournament. They do have the championship in 1983. Sorry if you were a Georgia Bulldog fan, but they broke the hearts of the Georgia Bulldogs in the Final Four. But most importantly, they broke the hearts of the Houston Cougars and Phi Slamma Jamma. Houston's going to take on Duke. And I think we talked about on the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show, I said that I think that Houston's going to beat Duke. Thriff is actually picking Duke to beat Houston because Houston struggled against Texas A&M in the second round. And then Gonzaga taking on Purdue. I think Purdue actually gets by Gonzaga today. And then Creighton taking on Tennessee. So I think this is what's going to happen, as my Final Four is a little bit in shambles, but that is okay because I think that Purdue is going to win over Gonzaga. I think Tennessee beats Creighton, and I think that Marquette beats NC State and Houston beats Duke. Would love to see a rematch of the 1983 National Championship between Houston and NC State. Probably going to get Houston and Marquette. Probably going to get Purdue and Tennessee. So I guess my Final Four is going to be Houston, Tennessee, Illinois, and Alabama. So there you go. And the women's tournament. We got some games tonight. Oregon State, Notre Dame, Indiana, South Carolina, NC State, Stanford, Gonzaga, and Texas. Saturday, we got LSU, UCLA, Colorado, Iowa, Baylor, USC, and Duke and UConn. The NIT semifinals are set as Georgia is going to take on Seton Hall on Tuesday. Utah taking on Indiana State. A very improbable run by the Georgia Bulldogs, who got into the NIT, but they had a little bit of help. You had about 12 teams that decided, you know what? We don't want to be a part of this. Major League Baseball, let's go get it. The Braves are going to play today. Their opening game got rained out. Some of the takeaways from opening day, you had the Texas Rangers. They raised their World Series banner. And Jonah Heim, 10th inning single. They walk it off in the 10th, beating the Chicago Cubs 4-3. Arizona putting up 16 runs over the Colorado Rockies. They score 14 runs in the third inning. They defeat the Rockies 16-1. The Dodgers, you know, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, all the talk is on Shohei Ohtani. But guess what? The Dodgers have a very good team, and they're not going to let a Shohei Ohtani distraction get a hold of them, because they still have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman both homered in this game as they beat the Cardinals 7-1. And my Giants, they lose to the Padres 6-4. And the Padres ended up putting up 4 runs in the 7th inning. But it's looking like that the San Diego Padres are not going to skip a beat after losing Juan Soto in free agency to the Yankees. Yankees win a classic 5-4 over the Houston Astros. This was a good baseball game. Juan Soto gets a out at home plate, saves the game for the Yankees, as picking up the save was Clay Holmes. And, you know, I was watching some archive footage of the Yankees and Diamondbacks, which they're going to play later this week. And it's a rematch of the 2001 World Series. And I thought to myself that Mariano Rivera was one of the most lights-out postseason pitchers in history, but we remember the saves that he blew, and the 2001 World Series was that game for Mariano Rivera. And then also, you know, you go into the 2004 ALCS against the Boston Red Sox. We had some high school baseball action in and around the Chattahoochee Valley yesterday. Congratulations to the Spencer Green Wave for picking up their first victory of the season, defeating Northeast 8-7. The Brookstone Cougars swept Westfield School, as they are now 17-3 overall. Hardaway split the series with Westover, They won game two, 10-2, and they will have game three at Hardaway later today. And the Harris County Tigers pick up the victory over Northgate, 11-1. Later on today, the Calvary Christian Knights is taking on one of the top teams in 2A, Ace Charter, and that is going to be on the campus of Calvary Christian. And Harris County is hosting Northgate. You can catch that game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live as Rick Beach from Kutsu Sports will be on the call. Carver is down in Cordele, Georgia for a doubleheader against Crisp County. And Columbus has got a doubleheader against Thomasville. Both games are on the road. Kendrick is taking on Southwest. And you also have Russell County on the road against Benjamin Russell. And finally, the Jordan Red Jackets are going to be on the road taking on Central of Macon. As spring break for Muskogee County Schools is next week, the schedule is very light. Calvary Christian does play Pacelli at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and then they will travel up I-185 to take on the LaGrange Grangers. And then on Monday, we've got St. Apicelli taking on Shaw. Kendrick is hosting Rutland at home, and then Jordan is hosting Northeast. Columbus is taking on the Cougars of Noonan. And then a matchup that I really want to see in football, but we're going to get it for baseball, LaGrange and Callaway, as I'm hoping to live stream more LaGrange, Callaway, Troup County games for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. I think that we have built a pretty good relationship, and we would like to expand and live stream more games outside of the Columbus area. But let's go ahead and shift gears to the NBA, where the Atlanta Hawks do it again to the Boston Celtics. The Hawks, they're on a roll. Winners of four straight. They beat the Celtics 123-122. In overtime, DeJounte Murray with the game winner. He does it again. Scores a career high 44 points. And the Atlanta Hawks, 34-39 record. They're going to host the Bucks at State Farm Arena this Saturday. Let's keep it up. Let's ride this momentum, because the Atlanta Hawks right now are a game behind the Chicago Bulls. We don't know when Trae Young is going to be back, but as we turn the calendar to April, the Hawks can have a good showing closing out the season. You're playing the Bulls, playing the Pistons. I mean, they got some opportunities to try to get some more wins. I don't think they need to tank and not make the playoffs. I think that it is a successful season if they make the playoffs. Remember, the last two seasons, they were in the play-in game. They won the play-in tournament, and they got the number seven seed over the Miami Heat. They were the number seven seed. The Heat were the eighth seed. They ended up winning that game to get the number seven seed. The year before, they ended up beating the Charlotte Hornets and the Cleveland Cavaliers to get the number eight seed. So the Atlanta Hawks have been in the playoffs the last two seasons, you know, after their incredible run to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021. The Atlanta Hawks took a step back, but I still think that with the right pieces, the Atlanta Hawks can be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. The other game that happened yesterday, it was a very quiet night in the NBA. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the Bucks 107-100 as Zion Williamson scores 28 points. If you look at the landscape of the NBA right now, Milwaukee right there is the number two seed. Is it going to be an Eastern Conference final between Milwaukee and Boston? I do think that Milwaukee is a little bit flawed. You have teams like the Knicks that are up and coming, and I'm not sure about Cleveland or Orlando, but I think that the Miami Heat, they're going to start turning it up in the playoffs. Over in the Western Conference, the Los Angeles Lakers, winners of five straight. They're a game and a half behind the Sacramento Kings. If they can find a way to get into that play-in game for the 7-8 spot and get the number two seed, They match up very well with a Minnesota or an Oklahoma City in the first round of the playoffs. I think the Lakers are starting to turn up the juice. The Warriors are in danger of missing out on the playoffs altogether because the Houston Rockets, winners of 10 straight, only a game behind the Golden State Warriors for that 10th and final playoff spot for the play-in game. And finally, the Carolina Panthers reach a deal with pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney. It's worth 2 years, $20 million. My takeaway on Jadeveon Clowney, great player, a freak, injury-prone, but he has not had sustainability over his NFL career where he could just stick with one team. He was with the Houston Texans for 5 seasons, but you know he had impacts on Seattle's team in 2019. He goes to Tennessee. It didn't really pan out. 2 years with the Browns. He had 1 year where he had 9 sacks. Imagine 2021. You got Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett. Yikes. And then he had the most sacks in his NFL career last year with Baltimore with 9.5. But why aren't teams giving him long-term deals? I mean, truly, he is an impact player. He is going to have an impact on Carolina's defense, and he is going to have an impact in that division, especially with the quarterbacks Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, and Derek Carr. All right, the Columbus River Dragons, they get the 4-0 victory over the Port Huron Prowlers. Last night, they are winners of 7 straight as they are going to take on the Motor City Rockers tonight in Detroit. And then on Saturday, they're going to be still in Michigan taking on the Port Huron Prowlers. They got a 2-game homestand April 5th and 6th against the Blue Ridge Bobcats. And then one more home game after that. I mean, they're closing out this regular season. On the road against Mississippi on the 7th. Of April, and then they're going to be on the road against Carolina on April the 11th and 12th, and then closing out the regular season on Saturday, April 13th, taking on the Carolina Thunderbirds. It's fan appreciation night, and then we get ready for FPHL playoffs. As right now, the Columbus River Dragons have 122 points. They stand at a 37-4-3 record. And they have just been on a tear. 23 out of the last 24 games. They've only lost one game in, it seems like, over a month. And this is how you want to play going into the playoffs. All right, well, we are going to go ahead at this time. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to have Sports Information Director of Freed Hardeman University, Dustin Seymour. He is going to be on the show to talk a little bit about that championship that Freed Hardeman won on Tuesday night, the NAIA championship, first time in school history. Fun fact, only 3 schools in NAIA history have won a women's championship and a men's championship, and Freed Hardman University is one of them. The women won the championship in 2018, and now the men have their championship in 2024. All right, we'll be back. You are listening to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Back after this.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High, with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
How is everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I'm so glad that you're joining us here on this Thursday evening as my next guest. I know that it's been such an incredible week, especially, you know, for my next guest and for everybody who has been an alumni or a current student at the university called Freed-Hardeman University. And for my audience that doesn't know about Freed-Hardeman University, is it a small NAIA private Christian school in Henderson, Tennessee. And I am privileged to have the current sports information director and play-by-play announcer of the Freed-Hardeman Lions. Please welcome to the show, Dustin Seymour.
Hello, Mr. Richard.
How are you feeling after just an incredible night a couple of days ago? I know you went to Kansas City. You had the long drive back home, but you made it back safe. And it's just time to celebrate.
Time to celebrate. It was an exciting week. You know, we got in, I think, last Wednesday or something. And just, it was go time all week.
All right, so I want to take you back to that moment, just on the call, because remember we couldn't celebrate like right away because the ref put 0.2 seconds on the clock, and even though the game was pretty much over, the confetti fell on the court. But you know, we knew that Freed-Hardeman won the game. I mean, what was that call like on the broadcast?
It was you hear Matt, who is was the sports information director before me and is now a speech professor. He was my color commentator on there, and he just kind of screams like, "Dustin, we did it." And I think that I started Freed-Hardeman, the national champions, and then hold up, we got to wait more. And it had just been a crazy week, you know. Sorry, my cat's trying to join. He's missed me for the last week, and so it was just the entire time, especially being coming back with 10 points in the last minute, it was already insane. And so we were like, why not have a pause right before celebration?
All right, Dustin, let's take you back to, you know, your early days. Like, how long have you been the sports information director? What is your background in broadcasting? And I know you've been to Free before. Like, just give us a little bit of a background on how you got the sports information director position and play-by-play for the Freed-Hardeman Lions.
Well, for one, and I'm not typically the play-by-play for Freed-Hardeman. I'll occasionally step in for baseball and softball, because primarily I keep the stats for basketball. I've been the stat keeper all year, and since I was in Kansas, I was going to Kansas City anyways. And initially, it was going to be behind a paywall, the video broadcast at least. And so I was, up there. I had radio history. My background to get to where I am is quite different than most sports information directors. I did attend Freed-Hardeman. I graduated in 2014, but my degree is not in communication. My degree is not in sports management. My degree is in Bible. When I was at Freed-Hardeman, I worked at the radio station. And so I did have play-by-play history. I worked with the radio station and was the play-by-play announcer for, at the time, FM 91. It's 91.5 The Lion now, but It was FM 91. I was the play-by-play announcer for a lot of sports. And in all honesty, I didn't know what an SID was. A lot of people don't know what a sports information director is. And I met with the one who was there at the time, John Armstrong. He's at Eckerd College now, working in HR. And I told my wife, well, she's my wife now at the time, I was like, dude, that is my dream job, of just getting to enjoy Freed Hardman Athletics, talk about FHU athletics. But I was a preacher. You know, I graduated with my degree in Bible. I preached for 10 years full-time at different congregations in Mississippi, Alabama. I was last in Arkansas. And the church I was at in Arkansas was about an hour away from another NAIA school called Crowley's Ridge College. My wife, it's also a Church of Christ school, the way that Freed Hardman is. And so my wife went and played volleyball there. And, you know, I can't just watch sports. I have to do something. Asked their SID, you know, do you need help? It's a tiny school, about 100 students. And she was like, yes, please. And so I kind of filled in a little bit there. And then I saw that Freed Hardman was hired as sports information director. Had no thought that they would ever eventually hire me. But they hired a preacher. And I had been there for 2 years now. This is finishing up my second basketball season. Excuse me. I'm a little hoarse from screaming for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Well, I do have a story. The first time I met you, I met you once. You were in Columbus, Georgia. 2 years ago, the Freed Hardman softball team was in the NAIA World Series. And so I got to know you. And, you know, being from Columbus, anytime Freed Hardman will play a school from Georgia, like back in 2021, and I let Coach Stutz know because I remember talking to him. Freed Hardman played Point University in West Point, Georgia, and I was at that game in November of 2021. I mean, that was really before Freed Hardman started coming on their run. I mean, they make it to the tournament last year. They win the championship this year. I mean, was this expected? I mean, we know that the girls have had success by winning a title in 2018 and going to multiple Fab Fours, but what's the vibe around campus? I mean, is everybody still shocked as much as we are?
Not shocked in the sense of, oh my goodness, Freed Hardman won it. We're just kind of shocked at the way that we won it. We knew that we were pretty good, and Coach Stutz knew it was a very special team. You know, I would have a lot of other SIDs kind of talk to me of, you know, do you think they can do it? And I was like, you know I'm kind of biased, but I've been around sports for a really long time, and we're pretty good. We're really good. Yeah. We got really good offense. Obviously, a very, very strong defense is what Coach Stutz has been pounding on them, good, strong defense, and the way that we play, the way that Coach Stutz coaches, you know, I don't want to say it was expected, but we're not entirely surprised based on the year that I've seen. And I've been right there, you know, keeping the stats for them. You know, I'm excited, but, you know, it's not a big shock that we won the national title, for me at least.
And for somebody that went to Freed Hardman back in 1999, all the way, I graduated in 2006. So I've been around the campus and the program, being the play-by-play announcer, occasionally filling in on 91.5. You know, by the way, Dustin, back then it was called 91.5 WFHC. Then it changed to WFHU. The game has really changed. It's now that we have live streaming, and I know that we just did it on the radio, but when you're a Freed Hardman alum, and it really is so special when they finally win a championship. We got to experience this in 2018 when the Lady Lions won, and Coach Dale Neal did a phenomenal job, and we were just excited. But there's just something different when your men's basketball team wins a championship. You know, my wife did go to Faulkner, so she has, you know, that championship in 2001 that she could brag about. You know, and now I finally could say that Freed Hardman finally has a men's basketball championship, and it's still a great feeling. I'm still in shock, Dustin. I know that you were there. It's got to be even more surreal for you.
Yeah, just again, the way that they won it, of, you know, but the first game we were there against.
With a minute to go? By,
right. And just
unbelievable.
The fact that our defense did what they did, just – that's how it's been all year. Coach Stutz has been preaching defense, and you know, the Langston was not able to get the ball past the half court in that last minute with, you know, quick steals, quick shots, quick good shots in the paint. That's just been the bread and butter for the Lions all year. And so it's, again, one of those where it's shocking, but it's not necessarily surprising because that's what they do.
Now, what is the vibe in the town of Henderson, Tennessee? Because I know that when I was there, like, your typical Henderson, Tennessee resident was not going to Freed Hardman games. I mean, it was really a close-knit community with the campus. But, I mean, how is Freed Hardman, like, perceived in the community in West Tennessee now that they're a perennial powerhouse in the NAIA? I mean, the better the team, I know that that's got to be a better product. And then your average fan that just lives around the area is going to want to go support, like, a Quan Lax who played basketball at Bolivar High School. And so, you know, seeing this homegrown talent at Henderson, I mean, really, what's the vibe like in Henderson, Tennessee?
That's something that Coach Stutz has really been wanting to have recently, is to bring the community in more. Certainly helps that, you know, his last coaching job, he was the head coach at Chester County High School, which is right there in town. It's the Henderson High School. Yeah. And so he wants to do a lot of stuff to bring the community in. He'll have, you know, local high school kids come in and make sure that their tickets paid for. He wants to make sure that all the local news articles get, or local news outlets get shared. And, you know, we've had, you know, pretty good crowds. Don't know exact numbers, but we've had pretty good crowds. And, you know, since it is such a small college, you can tell who's students and who's not. And there were a lot of non-students and non-faculty members at the games this year. The community is starting to buy in a little bit.
Dustin, let's talk about some of your duties and responsibilities as a sports information director. You write a lot of press releases. I mean, it's got to be like for immediate release. You're actually getting on and writing articles on the website immediately. I've read some of your articles. They are great. Especially when you got to get that information out there immediate, because everybody wants to know what's going on. Freed Hardman wins the championship. I mean, but you're doing double duty. You're calling the game on the radio, but you also got to write an article about it. And then, so you got your laptop out there? Are you taking notes, trying to get your article prepared? Because you know that after the broadcast is over, you got to put up an article.
I actually joked, Brad Sagan is, I call him the National SID. He's the Director of Athletic Communications for the NAIA. And so I was just kind of talking with him after the game, and, you know, he was congratulating me, and I said, you know, now I get to go write a softball article. Because not only was, you know, not only did we just win the national championship, but Freed Hardman softball had just played, and I'm the SID for all 15 teams. And so that's probably one of the hardest things for me. As you know, yes, I did get to celebrate, and I didn't write the article until last night. But, you know, that's something that's probably the hardest thing as an SID, is people will ask me, like, what's your favorite FHU team? And it'd be really easy for me to say men's basketball right now since they won a national championship. But I've got 15 other teams that, you know, I want to share the story with. And, you know, typically, you know, my post game, you know, I'm usually keeping the stats, or in this case, this weekend, I was broadcasting. You know, I waited a little bit longer because we all went out to eat at Yard House, a little local place in Kansas City. Got back to the hotel. I typically like to sit for a second, let the emotions die down, you know, because I want to relay information, not necessarily emotion, in my articles. And so, you know, sat down, looked at the play-by-play, looked at the scoring, looked at the stats and things like that, and then just start writing.
Dustin, what is your relationship like with new athletic director Jonathan Estes? I mean, I knew Jonathan when he was a player at Freed Hardman. He was on the baseball team. He became the baseball head coach, and now he is the athletic director. And really, with the programs that he has got, you got FHU softball that's going to make a deep run and possibly get to the NAIA World Series. By the way, in Columbus, I might see you in a couple of months. But you got the FHU baseball team doing very well. Both basketball teams, Coach Epperson, doing a great job with the Lady Lions. And really, Coach Estes has got to be in control of it all as the AD. But what is your relationship with the athletic director, Coach Estes?
Coach Estes is great. He, you know, he preaches culture. And when I say preach, I mean preach. It's not, you know, every staff meeting we have begins with 10, 15 minute sermon. And, you know, that's something that I you know, being a preacher, that's something I appreciate. Coach Estes loves the fact that we're winning national championships, but he is more importantly concerned with, you know, these kids' souls. And, you know, that's part of why I came to Freed Hardeman. Of I consider this a ministry of types, which this is going to be a different conversation for most athletic departments. Of, you know, our mission is to, you know, bring these kids talents that God gave them to use them for His glory. And that's something that Coach Estes preaches. And because he was a coach, he understands the grind that's going to happen. He doesn't expect us to be in the office on a perfectly, you know, regimented 8-to-5 every single day. He understands that, you know, since he was a coach, he understands some days, you know, you're going to finish writing your article at 2 a.m, which is not uncommon. To finish writing super late, you know, he's just kind of, you know, if you're not going to be in the office for 4 or 5 days, let us know. But he understands things. He lets, you know, lets me do my job. He stays in his lane. I stay in mine. We're in constant contact with each other, you know, as far as players of the week and things like that. And if he has questions, he'll send me something. But he's so fun to work with. I love him to death. He is a great, great boss.
You know, Dustin, one of the great things about being at Freed Hardeman, I mean, it's a very close-knit community, and I was getting to know and talking, you know, rehashing the past, you know, with a lot of alumni, people that I went to school with. I mean, we had a Facebook Live show immediately after Freed Hardeman won the national championship, and it was great just to go back and reminisce about all those great basketball players from the past. I remember covering them, most of them, like the likes of Daniel Hope, Wes Miller, Brad Nielsen, who I'm Facebook friends, and it was great just catching up. I mean, having like guys like David Harper reaching out to me, Tim Alsup, Seth Matlock, Heath Matlock, you know, Christopher Smith, so many great basketball players to come out of Freed Hardeman. But I look at this team that Coach Drew Stutz has built, and you've got to start with that backcourt with Quan Lax and J.J. Wheat. By the way, Quan Lax only a sophomore. I can't believe that Freed Hardeman gets 2 more years of him. But, I mean, in your opinion, I mean, you could be biased because you were there. This is by far the greatest Freed Hardeman basketball team to ever lace it up on the court. Am I correct?
Correct. I mean, verifiable now. First one to bring home the national championship. Yeah, and the fact that the only two players that Freed Hardeman is losing – Grigory Sibilev, who's been a big, he didn't get very many minutes playing wise, but he was a big force on the bench, you know, always keeping the guys, you know, loose, always making them smile. A little bit more on the court loss than Hunter Scurlock, who won the tournament MVP.
That's right.
Been a Freed Hardeman line for the last 5 years, but everybody else is coming back. And so, you know, I kind of talked with Coach Stutz, and you can see a little glint in his eye of, you know, I don't want to talk about next year yet, but it's the same guys. You know, you are missing that big piece in Hunter Scurlock and a big piece on the bench with Sibilev, but it's all the same guys. We've still got that same core, you know, two-point guards, Quan Lax, J.J. Wheat. We've still got the all-time field goal percentage single season, Geraldo Lane still right there. We've still got Riley McLaren, still got Sam Powell, all draining three-pointers for us. Peyton Law, that's all there right there for next year.
Well, I expect records to be broken and some players on this team to be enshrined in the FHU Sports Hall of Fame, maybe in about 10 years, but it'll be a while. But Cortland Martin right now has the all-time leading scoring record for Freed Hardeman. I know that could be in jeopardy, especially with Quan Lax averaging 13 points a game as a sophomore. I mean, he's got a ways to go, but I think that the Freed Hardeman Lions for next year and for years to come, what Coach Stutz has built, I mean, he has got something that is sustainable. One thing I worry about, Dustin, with success comes other schools offering you the job. There's a possibility. I know that Coach Stutz, I mean, winning a championship at Freed Hardeman, I mean, that could be a possibility where other schools like NCAA Division II, Division I schools might be calling out for him. And I don't know. I mean, we do have some schools, also same religious affiliation, that are in NCAA Division I. I'm thinking of Lipscomb, Abilene Christian. I mean, Harding's NCAA Division II. I mean, there are some schools that could offer him the job down the road.
Yep, that's one of those things we don't want to talk about. We don't want to think.
I know. I didn't want to bring that up. I'm just saying, just be prepared. In the next couple of years, I mean, we love what Coach Stutz has been doing. We hope that, you know, I'm hoping that he builds a culture that if he does get offered a job, that one of his assistants can just come right in and everything is sustainable and they are just continuing to win. I mean, he has built an incredible foundation. And I'm hoping that Coach Stutz is the Freed Harmon coach for years to come.
I do too. And, you know, he has several little mantras that he uses of, you know, elite is earned was, you know, a big thing. Today is the day is another thing. And one of them that, you know, you don't hear quite as often, they'll have it on their shirts, is committed to the culture. And that's something that he wants, that culture of love, of God first, of, you know, it's all about the team. And that's something that I got to see on display all year, especially this last week going to practices with him. I typically try to go see a practice, you know, once a month or something during the year just to get a vibe of the teams and just watching the way that he cares about those players. He's practicing exactly what he preaches. That's just something that Coach does. He doesn't scream at his kids. If he's upset with them, he takes them to the side, doesn't rail at the kid in front of the rest of the team. Coach Stutz is exactly what a Christian coach is supposed to be.
I absolutely agree. I've heard nothing but great things about what Coach Stutz has been doing for the team. But let's get back to your duties as the SID. Do you have like a say, like who makes the schedule? I'm really excited to see what the schedule for the 2024-2025 season for Freed Harmon is, because if they play a team that's in Georgia, I know they played Life University in Marietta. I missed it. But anytime they go into my area, like if they play a Point University, I'm usually there. And I'm just excited about the schedule. But do you have a say in creating the schedule? Or how do they determine the schedule? I mean, if they, I know that's not a coincidence they'll play Faulkner. I think that they've kind of, you know, both schools want to see that matchup. We would love to see Free Harmon taking on Harding. I know that that's kind of hard to do with Harding being NCAA Division II, but what goes into making the schedule?
Well, unfortunately, I have zero say as to scheduling. You can see that in the fact that when Freed Hardeman hosted the first and second rounds of the national tournament, we also had softball at home. We also had baseball at home. So I'm still, you know, I'm still
a busy couple of days for you.
I was kind of talking with Coach Essence and others, so that's a busy time not hosting the national championship. But yeah, typically what will happen is the conference schedule is it's already set. I don't have those dates. I'm sure that Coach Stutz could give them to me, but right now I'm not letting him think about next year. Typically we'll have the Mid-South Conference schedule is made, and there's 14 games right there. Right now, again, the Mid-South only having seven teams, trying to get more teams into the MSC. But you got those scheduled, and that's typically the spring half of the season, the second half of the season. Then that non-conference slate, Coach Stutz is, you know, just asking teams, and teams will ask him, try to go to, you know, things like the Battle at the Beach, go to those showcases and things. Because Coach Stutz wants to have, he is proud of the fact that I believe this year they had that number 33 strength of schedule.
Wow.
That's not just, you know, Georgetown is a perennial powerhouse. University of the Cumberland was in Kansas City this year. You know, the Mid-South Conference is a tough, tough basketball conference.
Absolutely.
And so that already is going to make your strength of schedule high. Coach Stutz doesn't want a cupcake non-conference schedule. He'll schedule games against, you know, ranked opponents often and early. You know, face Tougaloo twice early, who was ranked. Face UT Southern to start the game, who made a late run. He's just in contact with coaches, and he'll make those, and he'll give me that. My say in the schedule is he hands it to me.
All right, Dustin. Right now, the students are on spring break. They come back after Easter weekend, which, by the way, I'm going to see a lot of Freed Harmon alum this weekend because my church has what's called Lads to Leaders Convention. where you got conventions in Nashville, Atlanta. I mean, there's going to be a Freed Hardman booth. I got to find a way to get a championship t-shirt. If they don't sell at the booth, I'm going to get it online because I will be supporting my Freed Hardman championship t-shirt. All my Freed Hardman swag, Dustin, is the traditional maroon and gold. I mean, it's not the off maroon with, you know, the white. I mean, I know that it seems like that's the new color. They changed the logo. But yeah, I got to get some new Freed Hardman swag, especially my championship t-shirts. But when the students come back, not this week, but next week, what is the vibe going to be like in that chapel service? I mean, is it going to be in the sports center? Is it going to be a celebration of the team? I mean, what's the schedule looking like for the championship celebration? And will there be like a possible parade in Henderson?
I don't know about a parade. I do know that we are working on getting a celebration coming. Obviously, we've got chapel every day, and they'll probably announce it and cheer, but we are planning on having a formal celebration of types, you know, in the sports center, display the trophy, show the banner, you know, let Coach Stutz talk, let Coach Estes give us a sermon, and things like that. Don't know about a parade. It's still been a whirlwind for us. The team didn't get back till yesterday. I didn't get back until yesterday. And again, part of the SID duties is I've got baseball tomorrow. And so, you know, Coach Stutz gets to sit and celebrate for a while, but Coach Estes and I both, we've got other sports going on right now. And so we're going to try to enjoy the ride and try to keep planning those things. But, you know, we've still got work going on.
And Dustin, my last question to you is, you know, it really has been on my mind. Like when you win a championship with the girls winning in 2018, you know, representing the town of Henderson, Tennessee, which is a small town with about 5,000 people. A lot of people, when they think of Henderson, Tennessee, I mean, they don't think of like Jackson or that area, but it really, it's putting Henderson, Tennessee on the map. And my big thing is I'm a big fan of signs going into the town. Is that a possibility? Creating a sign that says home of the 2024 Free Hardman NAIA national champions. I mean, because that's a big deal when you're driving through these towns. I mean, people will go through Henderson when they're down in Corinth, Mississippi. They're trying to get to Jackson. They're going up Highway 45. You got to represent your town. I mean, is that a possibility? You know, working with Chester County to try to get signs to welcome you into Henderson?
Well, right now there are some billboards as you come in that say, you know, welcome, you're in line country, this is Freed Hardman. So you do at least see those.
Right.
Again, I don't have a say in those kind of things, but I did talk with Coach Stutz about, you know, I need to find out who, because that would be great, especially since, you know, I live in Jackson. And so I passed by the home of the, I think it was 2010, Union University NAIA champions. So, that's, you right. know, I pass that every day. And so, you know, it would be, there is a sign. It's once you get into campus, though, it's right off of Paul Gray Hall that says home of the 2018 women's basketball national champions. But that's, okay. you know, in Henderson, in the town itself. But I would certainly love to see, you know, the home of the 2018 women's national champions, home of the 2024 men's national champions. And of course, while we're at it, we could put up the home of the 1988 men's tennis doubles champions. That's one of those we forget.
I remember when tennis was a power. When I was at Freed Hardman, tennis was the thing for Freed Hardman. They were winning, you know, multiple Trans-South championships. I mean, they were displaying a bunch of tennis banners. But that would be great. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to WBBJ for making the trip to Kansas City and just providing that footage. WBBJ has always been a great partner of Freed Hardman Athletics when I was there. And we've had former Freed Hardman students that would go on to be WBBJ news anchors and sports anchors. I think that's a great partnership that you guys have with that local ABC affiliate in Jackson.
Yeah, Ryan Hodges is the guy who came to Kansas City, a Freed alum. His dad was the golf coach for a while. I took his brother's job. His brother, Taylor, is now in California being an SID. He was the SID at Freed Hardman before me. And so Ryan is the WBBJ news person who went to Kansas City, took those videos, And it's always good to see Freed Hardeman on those big networks. I'm trying to get it out to some of the even bigger networks, you know, the Commercial Appeal in Memphis, the Tennessean in Nashville. Going to talk to the folks in Florence because that's where the Stutz family is from. Try and get this good news spread out as far as we can.
Well, Dustin, I appreciate you being a guest on the show, and come back anytime. I love just talking Freed Hardeman athletics with you, and it's a celebration. Just continue celebrating this week because this has really been surreal for all of us that went to Freed Hardeman, and it's really been a great Freed Hardeman week.
It's been such a great week, and like I said, softball swept yesterday. Baseball, we're going to hope that they do the same this weekend, playing Campbellsville. Tennis is playing today. So a lot of opportunities to enjoy Freed Hardman, but we're still going to celebrate FHU basketball.
All right. That is the sports information director, Dustin Seymour of Freed Hardman University. Thank you, everybody, for watching the Sports Beat, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. On WQEE, Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking 3 easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.